This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so, a few days away to the presidential election. Let's just say a little over 2 weeks, or 2 weeks at most, to the presidential election. And, well, campaigns wrapping up for some political parties. The Labour Party was in Lagos State where it wrapped up its campaign, and the reports of attacks that occurred during that campaign in Lagos. Well, we wish those who got injured speedy recovery. But that's not just the focus for today's conversation. We've also seen the Christian body come out to speak in full force recently with regards to its interest in the coming election. And can... spokesperson was at the Catholic Bishops Conference, and a few things were said in that conference that I would like us to listen to before we get on to engage the former chairman of CAN in Rivers State via telephone. And we're also not just speaking to him, we're also going to be speaking with the PFN chairman in Rivers State as well on the show this morning. But first, let's hear what was said by the spokesperson for CAN at the Catholic Bishops Conference.
CAN maintains unflinching opinion that Christians should play active role in partisan politics. CAN at all levels has continued to encourage her members, particularly those that are called into political leadership, to, as a matter of necessity, join political parties of their choice and ensure that the suffering of the masses occasioned by misgovernance due to incompetence, selfishness and wickedness are reversed when they are given any opportunity to serve. Though we encourage Christians to join partisan politics, CAN as an organization remains non-partisan. Despite several calls on CAN by some prominent Nigerians and some church leaders as well, to endorse or promote one party or candidate against the other, CAN leadership refused to budge because we have our members in all the political parties in Nigeria. In order to provide a guide for Nigerian voters who constantly ask the leadership of CAN to endorse a candidate so that all Christians will vote in one direction, the Committee on Politics and Strategy of CAN has provided some guidelines to help voters in making informed choices. These guidelines include factors like competence, character, and capability. As part of our preparedness to participate actively in the forthcoming general elections of 2023, CAN has registered with the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, to observe the 2023 general elections. At the moment, dear brothers and sisters, we have concluded training of 1,200 accredited observers at the zonal and state levels.
All right, yeah, we heard that. That was from the Catholic Bishops Conference. Quickly, let's speak with Most Special Apostle Stanley Dinkpa, a professor, immediate past chairman of CAN in Rivers State. Hello, sir. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. Hello, Prof.
Good morning. Unfortunately, your audio from where you are in Spain.
Okay, can you hear me? Is it better now?
Let me try and speak louder. I will hear better.
Okay. I hope you can hear me now. But we don't want to take much of your time. I know you had already told me that you have a busy morning. But quickly, just to get your reaction to some of the things that was said by CAN at the Catholic Bishops Conference. One of them was encouraging members to be involved in partisan politics. And another interesting one was CAN saying it wants to also play a role in the election by being an election observer. Recently, there's been allegations by a pastor who has said that a certain amount of monies was paid to Khan, about $2 billion, he says. About $2 billion, and saying this money was paid, alleging, by the Labour Party. The point now in all of this is, how possible is it for Khan to be apolitical building up to this election when it has members that it encourages to be play partisan politics?
Thank you. I have to appreciate the Catholic Conference communique. I think I must authoritatively confirm to you that communique from the Catholic Conference is exactly the position of Khan. Okay?
Okay. So you will play the role of election observer. You encourage members to involve in partisan politics, but Khan is saying that it is not going to be, it's going to be apolitical. How is that going to work if you're going to have members who are in, who should engage in partisan politics?
Thank you. Khan, as you know, is the umbrella body of the Christian community in Nigeria, the umbrella body of the churches in Nigeria. Even in our individual churches, the church itself is a subset of the community called Nigeria. Are you with us?
Mm-hmm.
The church are members, are citizens of this country, and it is mandatory and important that every individual, every member of this country must be able to vote or be voted for. And for us, as a church, we believe that God is authority. And even as our brother Paul said in Romans 13:1, that everyone in the authority is instituted by God. But then it means that we as the church have to do our part. And what did the church have to do first for Khan? Our position is to pray so that God will have mercy on the land and give us a good leader. Another position of the church is to encourage its members personally to go out there, vote their preferred candidate.
Would Khan...
But you said that as a... Hello?
Yes, Mr. Dinkma, sorry to interrupt you, but you just said something and I feel it's pertinent that we respond to it immediately. If you're encouraging members to involve in partisan politics, are pastors also allowed to have preferred candidates or engage in partisan politics?
Exactly. Every individual have the right to vote. So a Khan as an association is not going to be involved in partisan politics as an association.
But as an association, as an association, Khan is made up of pastors who could have personal opinions and political leanings or candidates that they favor. Wouldn't that influence the decisions that Khan would then make, knowing that you have members who make up your executives who might have several political leanings?
That is why Khan says Khan as an association is not going to be involved in partisan politics. Khan as an association is not involved, and it's not going to be involved, and must not be dragged. However, the individual on their own and their personal entity has the right to be involved because they're Nigerians, and they have the right to be voted for, and they have the right to vote. And we cannot deny them of their fundamental human rights. So as individuals, as a pastor, as a member, as a Christian, we encourage you to go out there and vote your preferred leader. Vote a candidate that you think is going to better the life of this country. As we know, the Bible has emphasized, when the righteous rule, the people will rejoice. And as such, we are encouraging, Khan is encouraging each member individually, go out there, vote a candidate of your choice, But as a body, Dan is the spokesman of the church. And as such, Eli, are you here?
Yes, go on.
And as such, Dan is equally playing advisory role. He play advisory role to each member of churches. And that is why we encourage them, in your decision, ensure you consider a candidate that is competent, a candidate that has the capability and the capacity, a candidate that has integrity, a candidate that have a track record of what it takes to be able to make good decisions and good policies and change the current situation of this country to a better state.
Mr. Tingba, so clearly we heard Khan also say that it asked its committee on election matters to come up with guidelines that, you know, to educate members on the kind of candidates to vote and who to vote for, following the guidelines that would be given by that committee, who would be speaking on behalf of Khan. It now brings us to the question. Also, Khan had said it doesn't allow churches to use their platforms to promote or speak in favor of or give their platforms to politicians to campaign. When we have situations where churches who may have, like you've said, you encourage pastors, members to have candidates that they to involve in politics and vote for the candidates that they want. So would it be out of place for a pastor to, in church, suggest a candidate that he feels is best for him? And if that happens, would it be considered as campaigning for a political party? And what does Khan do in that situation?
Good. As I said earlier, Khan plays advisory role to his member churches. A church can be considered as a family. And the individual ministers or pastors that are heading various churches has, by the mandate of Khan, have the right to present the advisory position of Khan to their members. As much as Khan will advise their member churches, Khan will not be in the various congregations to communicate this idea. It is the various pastors that are leading churches that are going to communicate the position of Khan. Because as I speak here, I'm the chairman of the former chairman of Khan River State. Just the outcome, you have my new chairman, who is Archbishop, His Grace Archbishop Kalarokobo. Now, it is our position at the state to educate our ministers, our denominational heads. And it is the position of that denominational head to advise his congregation, depending on the circumstances, surrounding the environment. The situation of Taraba could not be the same with River State. The situation in River State are even diverse. The Kwara local government cannot be the same with Obiakwa. Obiakwa cannot be the same with Faga. So depending on their challenges and circumstances, the minister there could be able to advise his followers and the appropriate competency and the capability and track record of a supposed candidate. I hope you understand. And that does not mean that Khan is campaigning. But it is our position to present an advisory role at all levels to our members. Thank you.
Okay. Before we let you go, less than 2 minutes, just talk to us about the role Khan intends to play as election observers, because it says that he's registered to be an election observer. So if you can just tell us that in 1 minute before we let you go on with your day.
Yeah, thank you. Khan, as you know, is also a major organization in this country and an important part in that election issue. We don't want to hear a second information or third misinformation. We want to have our first-class information with the activities of the election processes. And as such, we can have registered election observers. We have been doing that. This is not the first time in all the elections, even the elections of 2019, we have election observers, and this time as well, so that these election observers are going to observe the election so that we can be able to see critically from first-hand information from our observers at the institute where the various polling units, where these statistics are going on. We can be able to say, this is what happened here, and this is what happened there.
Okay.
We don't want to be tracked by the nose, but we want to have our first-class information on the process of this election.
All right, Mr. Dinkba. Thank you very much.
Okay, it is important. Before I leave here, I talk about the allegation.
We have a short commercial. Hold on. When we return, we'll talk about that allegation. Thank you very much. Let's go for a short commercial now. As soon as we return, the conversation continues. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports
and get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Joining on the conversation while the commercial was on, my guest, Dr. Minaibi. I always say Minaibi most of the times. Reverend Dr. Minaibi Dagogo Jack stepped in. He's the state chairman, PFN River State Chapter. And we've been speaking with via telephone, most special apostle Stanley Dinkba, professor, the immediate past chairman of CAN. It's an allegation raised by a pastor saying that over $2 billion was given to CAN. Well, we'll get over to my guest via telephone to quickly react to that before we move on with the conversation this morning. Meanwhile, if you have questions, you can send them to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. You can send in your questions and opinions. We'll open the phone lines shortly. But first, the Christian Association of Nigeria distanced itself from the alleged $2 billion allegedly given by the presidential candidate of the Labour Party to the churches under its umbrella. The petition, they say, was allegedly written by one Pastor Frank Onwumere. So let's get to you, Mr. Dinkba. Thank you for staying on the line. Before you go, what's the position of CAN on this allegation of $2 billion that was given allegedly by the Labour Party presidential candidate to the umbrella body of the churches?
Thank you. First, let me greet the Reverend at the studio, my Reverend brother and friend, the chairman of the PSN, Reverend Dr. Minaibi Dagogo Jack. I greet you, my dear brother.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. So while I move on, that allegation is rebellious and complete handwork of the chief makers. It has no base. CAN has never collected any of such money from anyone, not even from the Labour Party. No presidential candidate has given any of such money to CAN. CAN have not collected, neither have received from anyone. And even the so-called Pastor Onwumere adequately denied the petition. He has denied the petition that he has never made any of such petition. The address on the letter, so-called letter, the purported letter, is baseless. Our colleagues in Imo State have gone to the place. There is no church, there is no church office, there is no church, there is no even fellowship existing in the said address. So, for instance, it's all indication to state that this allegation or this purported petition is complete work of evil men that want to drag or soil the name of the umbrella body of the church in Nigeria. So he has no basis and can have nothing to do with it.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Stanley Dinkba. Prof, we just wish you a great day ahead. Thank you for making our time to be with us on the show this morning.
Thank you, and God bless you.
All right. All right, let's quickly get over to Minaibi Jack. Reverend, thank you for making our time to join us. I know you were in Bayelsa State, and from that conference, you're back. First off, I don't know if you have any response to this as well. Many are saying it's the election season. This is what is prevalent, and you would see things like this happen. But there's few people who also feel that, well, the church and some members of the church might not be as innocent as they are made to look. The role of the church in the coming election, many have said, is very important. And, well, can one of the body has said they cannot and will not be partisan. The PFN, the last time I spoke with you, has also said, well, you do not play partisan politics. But people have said, how can these church organizations say they don't play partisan politics, but then encourage their members to get involved in politics, and might even have some of the pastors who are on their independent, the independent state would have preferential candidates or parties that they have certain leanings to. How do they manage this situation? Is a conversation that has made the headlines most of the times. Remember when there were talks about some people posing as pastors and clergymen for to endorse the APC presidential candidate. That conversation came up and said this is not true, but many people were shocked to see that after that has happened and Can felt really fumed, and many other Christian bodies, including the PFN, were not happy with that. We still saw that the church bodies still had meetings, still were present to there were pictures of conversations that were held with certain political presidential candidates in different states. So bringing people to ask this question about whether or not the church and the organizations and the body of Christ can be seen as very much apolitical.
Well, let me very humbly state here that I'm not speaking for Can.
Okay.
Now, Can has its own structure. The Can chairman can speak for Can. There are people mandated by the law to speak for Can. The Can chairman can direct anybody within the circle of leadership of Can to speak at any moment, at any time. I always make the statement that I speak for the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. Although I am a leader of one of the five pillars of Can, but until the leadership mandates you to speak for Can, then you can speak. Right now, I do not have such mandate to speak for Can. So I speak for PFN, the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria.
So for the PFN then?
Now, yes, for speaking for the PFN. The PFN as a body has taken a decision that we must be very careful in taking decisions. The PFN has further adopted the directives of Can concerning who and what to do in 2023, or how to choose a leader. One of the criteria is to check the capacity of the person, not party. Another criteria is to check the person's credibility. So criteria has been set up by the leadership of the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria for selecting a candidate. I didn't see anywhere where it is stated that we should look at parties, no. To be very specific, PFN is not happy about the high level of injustices in Nigeria. Accordingly, the PFN leadership directed that it will not be fair or be justifiable for one to have a religion A ruling or leading for 8 years and then coming for another 4 years or 8 years. It will not be justifiable. And that our God is a God of justice. And so we are directed to go against same religion ticket.
So does that technically mean that, in other words, the PFN, CAN and other bodies from the body of Christ would be in support of candidates who have a presidential candidate who is a Christian? And if it's a candidate who is perhaps not a Christian or a Muslim, like you hinted with regards to the party in power already who has a president. We have a president at the moment.
That is clear. There are two here in one.
Yes.
The first is that if a religion A has ruled or lead
exactly
for 8 years,
and now we have that religion A,
if you have that same religion A coming up to go for another slot, having gone for about 8 years, it's not justifiable.
So does that mean that the APC, for instance, would
No. I don't want to mention parties here because I don't deal with parties. So we look at candidates.
Okay.
If any candidate...
A candidate of the APC.
If we look at the candidates,
yes.
I don't want to mention names. And the candidate A, religion, has been there for 8 years. It's not justifiable. And I say it very clearly. Not justifiable for anyone within our fold to vote for that person again.
But if it's about the capacity
of
the person,
happens? That's one. Number two, I don't know why you are talking about
We're trying to get a clear picture.
We stand on the platform of justice, for goodness sake. You cannot tell me that there's no one who has a similar capacity or better capacity in religion B. No, don't bring that. We also, every religion we believe has people of credibility and capacity, if not better one. So you don't bring the sentiment of saying that capacity. Yes, capacity, credibility, they are major factors. But what is there in religion A should also be there in religion B. Nigeria is highly a religious state, for goodness sake. And it is important we say this. If nobody wants to speak this outright, I will say it. Because I won't go for that. So, a religion A, what is good for religion A is also good for religion B. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, the other one, now, is, of course, what we're talking about, no to same religious ticket. No to same religious ticket.
And that's why I asked, does that mean that Bola Tinubu, Atiku Abubakar, if we're going to go by the first point you made about religion A ruling for 8 years and then same religion A want to come for another possible 4 to 8 years, you would not encourage anyone to vote in that direction. If we then look at all the major presidential candidates, we know that the APC has a candidate of same religion ticket. That's Bola Tinubu and Shettima, who are both Muslims. The PDP has Atiku Abubakar, who is a Muslim, and Okowa, who is a Christian. The only party then that would look at it would be the Labour Party, where we have Peter Obi as a Christian and Dati as a Muslim. Kwan Kwaso, I think, is also a Muslim as president, and a running mate who's a Christian. And I'm sure other parties that way follows. So if we're going to go by anything you've said, does that technically mean that Bola Tinubu and Atiku Abubakar would not be someone that the church or the PFN or CAN would encourage members to vote for?
Let it be stated for the interest of this program that it is, if you hear me, Andrew, that mentions name.
No, I'm asking a question.
No, you're asking a question. I have the right to answer your question in my own way.
Okay.
And I'm saying I do not want to make this discussion by their names.
Okay.
We have a principle and we are going by that principle. You know, there was a time Jesus was asked a question. He said, you say so. So it is if you hear me that he's saying it now. I am telling you very frankly that we shall not, I repeat, shall not go for anyone in religion A who has been there leading the people and for us to go for such one again. No. The second one is a no to also same religious ticket. No. So these are the two things. So we can't go for that. Mm. We must go for justice because our people are suffering. Now, what is there in religious B may also find such capacity and credible people in religion B.
Mm.
So as far as we are concerned, we are interested in justice. Justice is the foundation, and then capacity, credibility are the things that follows thereafter.
Okay. Now, let's come over to Rivers State. This focus for the election seemed to be a lot more at the presidential level. Not many people have talked about the state assembly or the governorship elections. We might have that conversation, but people would say, well, perhaps we haven't seen much folk energy from the Christian body with regards to the state level. So looking at Rivers State, for instance, and bringing this options that you've put out that people should look at. If we look at the various parties, I don't know if we have any of them who have a Christian and a Muslim as is deputy, or maybe a Muslim as the candidate and then a Christian that follows as a deputy. So in this situation, would you apply the same principles that you've had for the presidential election for the state elections in Rivers State?
Now, let me also make this clear. We were further directed by our national leadership that every state chairman should look at the peculiarity of your state.
Mm.
Now, in line with that directive, River State is a peculiar state. More than 90% of River State people are Christian state. And you will not have such kind of differences in religion or whatever. Talking about the governor, the deputy governor, in River State, 90%, more than that. And that's why you see some declarations made by some leaders that River State is mostly a Christian state. So the peculiarity of this state demands that we still look at justice now, knowing the mannerism, the particular manner in which this office of the governor is played in River State.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also look at areas that have not had governorship privilege, opportunity, have not produced a governor before. And that's what we are looking at. And we are still seriously looking at this. We are inviting the governorship candidates to come and talk with us so that we ask them several questions. And that will happen maybe in the first week of March before the election.
Mm.
For the presidential election and the governorship elections in River State, on the 28th of February, we are calling of all our leaders. The very first thing we needed to do, which we have been doing, is to pray. We are calling for a prayer quick on 28th because we're interested in the politics. We are asking God to intervene. Let there be peace in River State and let the will of God prevail. That's on 28th for Nigeria and River State. The prayer is the first thing the church is expected to do. And the second thing is for us to mobilize our people to go out and vote, particularly those that have their voter's card. You will not forget that sometime the PFN declared Voter Card Sunday, Operation Show Your Voter's Card.
Yes.
And all the churches, we demanded that they should count the number of voter's cards and send them to me. The Pentecostal churches in Riverside sent on to me the number of voters card of our members in Riverside. It's huge. And we are telling them that we'll meet them. Those politicians who think that they want to do anything the way they like, we'll meet them at the polls. We are sure of what we're talking about. And so, well, if you go, most of the political parties, of what this state is a Christian state, like you know, most of the political parties, their memberships are Christians, virtually Christians. And so when we direct them, get your voter's card, go out and vote. By the first week of March, after discussing or hearing from these candidates, we will be able to know which one that carries the capacity, which one is more justifiable, which one that carries the competence and all that has been directed by our leadership.
All right. Quickly, Rivers State, many would say, is a secular state. Even though we have, well, a larger number of Christians, it's still a secular state. Just wanted to make that clarification. Well, let's.
I didn't make a mistake when I said more than 90%, and we have the statistics.
All right, let's get on to the phone lines. Let's hear from a few of our listeners before we come back to something you raised, which is the issue of peace in Rivers State. I'm sure you would be aware of some of the issues that political parties have been talking about in the course of their campaigns and the attacks that we've been having. But let's hear from our listener first. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. 070-0923-0923. PFN Chairman in Rivers State, Reverend Minai B, is with me in the studio. And this one says, your guest is talking about parties and not about persons. He's talking about PDP, APC, Labour and MPP. We should stop mentioning names of candidates. It's party A, B. Well, I think my guest did not mention the name of any party. I would be the one who was trying to put out from his illustrations whether he was referring to any of these parties. But he categorically said, no, it is not. It's just party A, party B, religion A or religion B. In Borough Cree, we have Braid on the line. Good morning, Braid.
Good morning, FME.
You're welcome.
Good morning, Menai B.
God bless you.
My name is Chief Comrade. I am Braid.
Just go ahead. We already got your name, so you don't exhaust your time.
Yeah, my question is this. As PFM, how far have you really scrutinized the members of your churches to ensure that really they are going to vote for that candidate that you are looking up to? And also, as a PFM, have you interfaced with the current government to ensure that there's no political crisis? That's my take. Thank you.
Thank you, Braid. Let's go to Imo Gates. Daniel is on the line. Hello, Daniel.
Good morning, EPME Andrew.
Okay, you're welcome,
Daniel.
Okay,
Daniel from Imo Gates.
Just go on.
Yes. I commend the guests here in the studio because the Bible says, when the righteous is on the throne, the people rejoice. And actually, all he stated about equity, I think, and justice is good enough, because as a Christian in a secular state, like River State, there you are, I am calling you from Abia, all these areas are Christian states. For a Muslim to rule for 8 years and another Muslim for 8 years is injustice. And actually, Christians, we cannot lie low. I just want to commend your guest for what he is doing. No fear or favor.
All right, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel, from Imo.
Thank you. Let's go over to Bonnie. And please, if we already introduced you or mentioned your name and where you're calling from before we link you up, please just go straight to making your point. In Bonnie, Paul is on the line. Hello, Paul. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I heard your guest used two words there. One, should and may. So by implication, it is not absolute that what is in party A or in religious A, in religion A should be in, is in religion C, as the case may be. But what happened now is that the parties have made their choice of candidates. Then in less than 1 week or thereabout, we'll be making our own choice. The onus rests on us now to choose whosoever we want. Mm. But what happened is that whichever choice we make will still live with us in the next 4 or 8 years, as the previous choices we made live with us to this day. So the thing there is that we should be careful if we care to. Or we can still put a religious and tribal sentiment and still face the consequence, because every deed has a consequence. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. Okay, somebody says, oh, River State is a Christian state. Well, it's a secular state. We have Muslims here as well and people with other religions. You might say we have more Christians. That could be a conversation that we can have. But to say that it's a Christian state, well, it's a secular state. Unless the government puts out that statement and then declares it a Christian state and doesn't allow for any other religion, then, well, we can have that conversation. This one says, this is clearly politics of bitterness. Peter Obi would not have left PDP if he had money to bribe or throw around. This is just fabricated to tarnish the good image of Mr. Peter Obi, and there is no way that could be possible. By now, CAN members would have been fighting themselves over the sharing. So what is a lie? That is a lie from the pit of hell. After all, it is considered as a threat, even though they have refused to admit it. Who see this off? This is Kings from Mumasi. Another person says the traditionalists have not had their shot at leadership in Nigeria. So tell the PFN chairman that It is not the time for the Christians. We should stop this division of the people among religious line. Well, we wouldn't know because I don't think a traditionalist has come out to run for president. But if that time happens to come, then definitely we'd have that conversation. Well, really, traditionalists and people who are traditionalists perhaps would have their own voice raised. We have about 2 minutes to wrap things up on the show this morning. And I'd like you to respond to one particular issue, the issue of peace in Rivers State. With what we've been hearing, attacks on different campaign groups and political parties during campaigns, how is the PFN looking at that particular issue and what is being done?
Let me make this very humble statement. The PFN leadership is not happy with the things we get from your radio stations and the television stations concerning the manner in which some unknown persons, we say unknown because we have not really gotten the true story, unknown persons stopping campaigns, the rightful and legal campaigns, constitutional rights of candidates going about here and there to try to campaign to win votes of the people. This is condemnable. I stand as a leader of the Pentecostal body in River State to condemn that act. Everybody has a constitutional right to go about. INEC has released a guideline for people to go and campaign. You have no right to stop people. So the kind of things we are hearing, I say here, because I only got information, no governorship candidates has officially communicated that to me. I only got to know that from Niger Info and other radio and television stations. But nobody, I repeat, has a right to stop anybody from campaign.
Okay.
The electoral laws has given right to the person to go and campaign and right to the people to choose who they want.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Minaibi. Reverend Dr. Minaibi, I'd like to add that for your time. My name is Ifeemi Andrew.